Hello, everyone. In today's episode, we talk about the FastFit software, mainly the pathways, what they are, how they work, and why they matter for your workout. Please enjoy.
Welcome to the FastFit podcast, where exercise meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of FastFit, and I'm joined by Jim Keane, our director of training. We hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back, everybody. We are here today to talk about pathways. We've actually kind of alluded to pathways in prior episodes last year because this is something we've been working on for quite some time in our FastFit machine and software, and yet it hadn't been in existence until now.
Till just now.
And so the question probably is, what the heck are pathways?
And why?
And why?
How come pathways?
Should you have done it? He never stopped to ask.
Yeah, if you should.
Yeah. So Jim, why don't you just walk us through, first of all, at a 50,000 foot view, you know, what are the pathways? Why are we even having multiple pathways? And then we can get into the details of each one.
Yeah. The idea with the pathways, what that is when you look at the software, when you engage in exercise on the FastFit machine, what do you see? Why do you see it? And what are you trying to produce? What are you incentivizing? So in previous iterations of isokinetic machines, there's been one software, the software.
Okay.
And that's that with which you interact while you're doing the movement. So it's usually been something like there's a graph and the y-axis is your force output and the x-axis is time. And then you produce some result over time. And that's one of the pathways. So we're going to keep that.
Okay.
And that's been working. That's 100% effective.
So that's the way they were strength training, essentially.
Correct. We're going to go as hard as we can.
Okay.
And we're going to see how well we can do. And we're going to produce what they call a strength curve.
Okay.
And if anyone remembers high school statistics or high school math class, advanced calculus.
I'll say that I do because you can't prove otherwise right now.
I also say no one's going to look into any of this.
Right.
I was, believe me. Please believe me. So you have a curve, which is x-axis, y-axis, a bunch of data points get plotted. It produces a curve. A strength curve. That phrase was coined in yesteryear in the middle of the previous century when they had people testing your strength of your muscles at different points in the range of motion. It would produce a curve,
okay,
and you call that your strength curve. And everybody's strength curve is a little bit different. We're stronger at different places. Now, there's this graph. So this is the previous iteration of the software of isokinetic machines. And as you push, it's kind of a little bit like a bell curve because you go into mechanical advantage and it goes up and then you begin the negative and there's this big spike and it comes back down. Strength curve.
Okay.
Cool. And then the next time, your strength curve from the previous, was it a gray line against which you were juxtaposed? And now we're fighting against the gray line. So that was the common thread with the most popular version of software for this type of device.
And what are we calling that one now? Because you said we're keeping it.
So that one is now one of the pathways.
Okay.
Used to be the option, but now it's just one of the pathways. That pathway is called peak.
Peak.
So that's the peak pathway because it creates these big peaks in force.
So somebody comes in, they jump onto our FastFit machine. They're using, obviously, isokinetic technology when they do so, and we've got episodes on that. And they're really just going about as hard as they can, and it's producing these peaks. And then we're tracking that so they can see their improvements or trying to do even more effort, you know, in the future.
Right.
And that's kind of that piece. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the main thing is, am I getting stronger? So I want to produce higher and higher peaks.
Okay.
Hence the name. Now there's another one where I don't so much care about the peaks. I don't want the performance anxiety of having to get higher peaks each time. I just want to make sure that I have progressive overload in terms of volume, amount.
Okay.
I want to do more work each time, guaranteed. Now, that pathway we're calling climb, and here's how it works. We first do, as a test, a set of the peak pathway, and we take this metric called work. It's total work, and that's cumulatively how much did you do. So that takes the load cell in the machine, reports to the software, over 100 times per second. And that number gets added to a running total. Now, this number would be so astronomical by the time you got done, it wouldn't really make any sense. It's hard to understand. So we have a divider that makes it palatable. And then what happens is that amount of work, that gets set as your goal for the next time. So let's say you got done in a minute 30, and we set that amount of work as your goal for the next time. Now you go until it's done. And we hit that same thing, and ideally you do it faster, and usually people do. And then if you do it faster, if you hit that amount, we're going to increase it by 2%. And so the goal work amount, that gets increased by 2% for the next time. And so then you do that amount of work, and it takes you a minute 34. And then we up it by 2%. And then maybe it's a minute 32. We up it by 2%. Then maybe it takes a minute 38. This continues on and on until finally, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks later, you reach the workout where you do not accomplish that amount of work. It's been 2 minutes. That's our cutoff time-wise. It's been 2 minutes and confetti falls and it's a big congratulations. You did it. And you have had a peak workout experience, a top of the climb. You've gotten there. So at that point, what happens is you take the amount of work you had accumulated at the 1 minute mark, at the 60 second mark, that becomes your goal for the next time. So what's happened? You've created this staircase that you've climbed. You finally hit your peak, and now we're going to restart you back in the middle, and we're going to build another staircase. So the very next workout after your peak workout, it's like, oh, this is pretty easy.
Yeah.
That was only 55 seconds, you know?
Right.
But then we build it again. And so that's climb.
Okay, that's climb. And you've done a few, you've given an analogy before. When you talk about work, it's just sort of the amount of work you're doing in that amount of time. And it's like shoveling dirt, for example.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If I say you get 10 scoops and you get to shovel as much dirt as you can, let's see how much dirt you can shovel in 10 scoops. And you do 10, you have some volume of dirt you've shoveled. We'll call that your work.
Okay.
And then let's say 6 months later, you have a bigger shovel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you 10 scoops. How much dirt can you shovel? And let's say you shovel 62.4% more dirt. We can say certain things about your efficiency and your work capacity. It's the same thing here. You get 6 reps, and we're going to see how much total work you can do in that 6 reps.
Right.
And then it's 62.4% greater, and so your work capacity has increased. Same you, same limbs, same everything, but you are now more capable. So it's keeping everything constant except that one variable that we're trying to improve.
Yeah.
So you get the same space to do work, and then we try to increase that work over time. And with the climb pathway, we make sure you're having a bad day, you're having a good day. You feel good, you feel bad. It doesn't matter. We're going to go until you hit that 2% greater.
Uh-huh.
So we can make sure that even if you don't have a new max that day, no one cares. We just want you to do more than you did last time.
Guarantee there will be more dirt out on that pile.
We're going to scoop more dirt.
I love that. And so you might be asking why, and I'll talk about this real quick before we get into the third and final pathway. But first, I think it's worth mentioning that we've talked about this in some prior episodes with Jen Walsh. People have different, we call them biopsychosocial needs. Their biology is very different. Their psychology, where they are, and that point in their life with their chaos or stress or whatever's going on, and even social, you know, what's going on with them and their friends and their groups and their tribes, et cetera, are all very different, and they change. Kind of like we've talked about in other ones, they're sort of moving targets. And so trying to pick one dogmatic methodology, meaning a way of having people strength train in this software, everybody has to do it this way, hasn't really worked. I mean, early on, we fell with the peak protocol. One person might come in and go, I am so motivated by those peaks. I want to hit a record, you know, in my peak eccentric or my peak concentric. But then for others, it sort of built this fallacy of like, oh, I'm should be hitting a personal record every single workout.
And if I didn't, this has been a failure.
Right, exactly. And so that's why this has evolved into multiple different ways of training, because they all lead to Rome. They're all going to ensure you're doing the right things you need to do to get stronger and to build muscle, but they allow you to accomplish it in different ways that work best for you.
Right. Yeah. And it's not sort of a one size fits all. And the psychological responses to what you're seeing on the screen, way different than I thought they would be.
Right.
I thought everyone would see it like I saw it. If it's down, not a big deal. If it's up, cause for celebration. And then you just live your life like that. But turns out people really, really care about being better than ever before every time.
Right.
Everyone's really into that.
Yeah.
It's bizarre to me, but that's the world in which we live. So the climb says we don't care about the peaks, you're going to get stronger. And we do call that out on the workout summary screen.
Yep.
Even in the climb pathway, when we aren't, it's not a strength curve. You're not seeing how high it climbs. It's a dial. It's a circle. And then your little guy is at 6 o'clock He goes full circle when he gets back home, the set is over. And the distance is based on that amount of work. And you have what you did previously kind of shadowing you. So you don't even get to see the big peaks and new maxes, but you will get them nevertheless and get called out and celebrated for that. But you can be sure that you're getting what you need to get, and you don't need to worry about it if you don't get your max, because you're not even aware. I did more than last time. I'm a success. So for the people who it needs to be better than last time every time, beautiful. Now it's better than last time every
exactly.
time.
Guarantees it.
Guaranteed. And then there's a third category of person who, so for the peak and the climb, you're going at your voluntary maximum. Cool. There's a certain proportion of people who say, I don't like this burning in my muscles and excuse me, I don't like all this hard work. Can I get strength training too? And it used to be not really. You got to work as hard as you can work.
Right.
And it was tug of war.
Yeah.
So now they absolutely can. We call it a sub-maximal, less than maximal effort, sub-maximal effort. And this is one of the other isokinetic machines. One of the limitations of it, this is the only way you can do it. So they were actually, they had an isokinetic device, and then they were instructing people to exert with lesser force to fit this prototype. And I always describe it as like everyone's having horses. You build a car, and then you only drive it as fast as a horse
right.
can run.
Yeah.
And cool. Awesome. Great. It's more comfortable, I guess.
Yeah.
You can go faster.
Yeah.
So this was their only pathway. So we have it as one of ours. And the way it works is we take a test. And we take a test. Exert as hard as you're willing to work here today. And you do the test. And then it takes a percentage of that. So it takes your strength curve and it reduces it by that percent. And that is now a lower threshold below which you are not to fall. And you exert and you have your little bouncing ball and it's above that threshold. And you don't need to go as hard as you can. You just keep it above the threshold. And if you do that for more than 51% of the time, that line, it's going to shift up by 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the climb pathway, but it's still a sub-maximal effort. You recover. You adapt. You're now 2, 3, 4% stronger, but that line is 2% higher.
Mm-hmm.
So now you go and you beat it again. And by beat it, I mean stay above the line for 51%. And you haven't exerted yourself to maximum. The line climbs.
Yep.
6 months later, it's still submaximal, but your submaximal exertion of the same percentage is now twice as high
right.
as it was previously. And so you're up 100%. And even then, it's submaximal. So are you getting strength training? Well, are you getting mechanical loading?
Right.
Are you getting progressive overload? Are you tearing up muscle fiber? Are you emptying fuel out of the muscle? You're doing strength training. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You did it. And at no time did you have to
right.
Bust a gut.
Exactly.
To try to work so hard like these weightlifting guys.
Yeah.
And so that's the third pathway. And we call that the Ignite pathway. Because it's kind of for the people who are first getting into strength training, which the statistics show is everybody.
Yeah.
In our bubble, everyone does something, but
right.
in real life, not so much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so for every person that comes to us and they're like, I'm ready to fire up, so to speak, and I want to go as hard as I can, there's also the other person, like you're talking about here, who is like, I'm ready, I need the results, but I'm just not mentally ready to go as hard as physically possible. You get one person giving you feedback that this wasn't hard enough, and the next person
right.
after them is, this is too hard.
Yeah.
And that's why we've molded this way. But you brought up a beautiful point. And so if you didn't get to listen to our prior episode on isokinetics, I encourage you to go back to that. Because even though you might be at 87% of your max, you're still at 87% of your max on an isokinetic machine. So you're getting the perfectly matched resistance through the full range of motion and the equal opportunity on the eccentric versus the concentric.
Right.
All the magical things that we talked about on that episode, they still apply to this pathway. And the beauty is, wherever you are, wherever you start, or wherever you evolve to, we can move you in and out of these pathways based on
yeah.
your goals at the time, what's going on in your life, etc. So it's not going to stop here. This is really version one for us. We're getting feedback from our members. We're looking at what's going on in the world, and we're going to continue to evolve this. And I think I'll wrap it up by saying something that Jim started off with at the beginning of the episode. It's important to note, we have that number right now, that work number that represents how much you're doing, how much dirt you're scooping,
right.
so to speak.
Yep.
And we've got plans to basically give people options in our app to look at that from different perspectives, even though it's all the same thing. So in a really bad analogy, which I'm good at, it could be dirt or it could be water, or it could be rocks or whatever. You're sort of changing the measurement, but the outcome's the same. So whether it's work like we have it, or it's total pounds, that big number you talked about.
Or watts,
yep. Or joules, or newtons, or whatever the case may be. It's all an amount of energy and force that you're producing. And that is something we can put in a way that people can just kind of pick and play and look at in different ways or whatever fits their needs best. So that'll be something we have coming soon too. And within each pathway, if you like that, I've got something even better.
But wait.
There's more.
It gets better.
There are different protocols you can do within each pathway based on your biopsychosocial needs as well. And we are going to get into those protocols in the next episode.
Nice teaser.
You see that?
Way to tie it up.
I know. They're definitely going to come listen to the next one.
They'd be weird nut.
All right, man. See you soon.
See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well-lived. See you next time.